Afternoon. Let's have just a couple of minutes for items of interest. I have one, and that is that we are likely to experience a fire drill this afternoon. The alarm will likely sound sometime between like 2 and 2:15, 2:30, and we will all be required to evacuate premises. And the very instant that we are allowed to re-enter the building and return to this room, we will do it, and we will continue right where we left off. Any other items of interest? Tim.
That's most interesting. So the rest won't be as cool. A little bird told me it would be about 2:30. So we could do our best to at least orchestrate the hearing ahead so that we could really keep to our time limit, lest someone be interrupted.
Okay.
By things that flash and make noises.
Okay,
I do have other items I want to cover just to fill a little bit of time before the hearing gets away. I want to congratulate Chandra Robinson, who will be sitting as the new design commissioner on the Portland Design Commission. I thought Chandra was going to crash today, but I think she's preparing for her first hearing, which will officially be July 11th. I'll talk some more about her when she comes on the 11th and let her talk about herself then too. I also want to congratulate Commissioner Don Vallister. He agreed to serve for another 4 years. So he has been reappointed by council yesterday. Technically that doesn't begin until August. So Don, thank you for making that decision.
Thank you, Don.
Hang out for
Thanks.
Another term. The other is back to volunteer service. We have a lot of items that are coming our way that will roll into August. I also know that the August quorum count and some vacation calendars have spun around a little bit. So we're going to be polling for potentially 4 dates in August if we can find them. Right now we had 3, but one of the dates, pending Chandra's availability, may not even have a quorum that we committed to due to some other shifting. So I think the best way to do this, just because we have a room full of people right now particularly, is I was going to ask Laura to just kind of re-poll you all for there's 5 Thursdays in August, and for different reasons, they may work for you or not. So I think what I'd like to do is just re-poll you and make sure we check our calendars. I know some personal items have shifted around. Ideally, we'd like to have the most commissioners as possible in the room. But it really is going to depend on who's coming or not. And that'll also allow us to poll Chandra as well and see what her availability is. So I'm going to, Laura's going to send that out shortly. And then we'll go from there as far as setting those dates. Again, while we may set those dates out, our goal would be to not fill them all up necessarily as like one item per day. We'll cancel hearings if we have to. I really want to hear your availability, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to do it right now? Do you guys have schedules available for August?
Yes.
No.
You want to just do a round robin? Okay.
You bet.
You got it, Laura? August 1st. I guess I'd let me know if you're available. We'll go from there.
I'm not.
I am.
Yes.
Thanks, Ryan.
I don't have my calendar here, but
is that on your phone?
Do you want me to speak for you, Don?
I'd rather you didn't. Tentative, yes. I'll be out at least one week in August. I'm not sure exactly which one will be at this point.
Okay, that'll work for now. So I think what we'll do is we'll definitely keep, and we already have it scheduled right now as the August 1st. August 8th?
Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
Maybe.
I think what we'll do with that is we'll definitely have August 8th as a hearing date. So if that's helpful to know now. August 15th?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Full house. So we'll have that. We'll have the 18th. So at least right now we're doing the first three Thursdays. I believe August 22nd, we had a split commission. I think three of you are not here and three
not
of you
here.
Are. Yeah, right. Sam, you're out. Don?
Don, are you here? 22nd?
Yes.
I'm available as well on the 22nd.
Okay. So am I.
Undetermined.
Yes.
Well, why don't we, so I guess my next question is, would you rather potentially do four Thursdays in a row, or would you like to break this up, and should we pull for that last Thursday in August?
So that last Thursday is before
right before
Labor
holiday
Day.
Weekend, yep.
Yeah.
So that's a consideration. I'm going to be here, but
I won't be here if that means anything.
I think I will not be here on the 29th either.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm available.
I can be here too.
Most likely a no.
And Zara, you said, did you say
yes,
no?
I
yes,
can,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like we could probably make any of those five work. It won't be five.
Right.
If we could split up the four so it's not a repeater, we'll definitely try and do that, but just stay tuned and we'll lock it down by tomorrow with some, the usual what Laura usually does with the Outlook scheduling, or we'll send an email at least to get it confirmed as soon as possible. Is that cool? Okay. Cool, great. Thank you for running through that. One last item. I just wanted to check in and in terms of commissioners getting packages and how you get packages, and especially in light of us potentially having four Thursdays in a row in August, you will always get an email attachment that says upcoming hearings, and we'll have all the electronic information available. What I wanted to confirm with you are in terms of a preference, whether you're attending the hearing or not, is that you still receive the package of the hearing day. One of the reasons why I think that's successful is while you may miss a day, it may return. And it's right. I've found in the past, commissioners prefer to have that package. Right. They could go to it, and now it's all in one type versus us scooping up and getting packages right. later. Is that, it's more paper, it's stuff on your doorstep. We can micromanage the vacations. You had talked about being out on vacation, didn't want a bunch of Tyvek packages showing up on your door that looks like you're not home for hours. So we could certainly manage that part. But as a standing policy, I think it would be good that you all get packages every time, whether you're attending or not. And we can do the best we can to coordinate a vacation awkwardness of packages lying around.
It's a really good visual reminder that your comments are so welcome, even if you are not here in the room.
Bingo. And that goes to the other point, is if you are absent, it is always helpful, especially for DARs, that we get your comments in absentia. It allows applicants to hear a little bit where you're from, and just give them a little heads up on where your position may be when they return and see you again. Okay, great.
Thanks, Tim.
Does that sound good? Yeah, okay, cool. All right, thank
you.
Okay,
all good? Okay, so the next item on the agenda.